History shows that crisis breeds innovation. During the Great Depression, Russell Wright created the best-selling American modern dinnerware. The Eames designed iconic furniture during 1940s material shortages. GM maintained Buick by promoting used cars during economic collapse. Microsoft and FedEx launched during recessions. The pattern is clear. While others retreat during downturns, visionaries advance. As James Surowiecki observed with Kellogg's Depression-era success, doubling down when competitors pull back creates lasting advantage. The real risk isn't sinking the boat with bold initiatives, but missing the boat through excessive caution. Think about it. How many transformative companies were born during economic turmoil? The connection isn't coincidental. Constraints force creative thinking, and disrupted markets create openings for newcomers unburdened by outdated assumptions. When established players focus on survival, innovators can redefine entire industries. This explains why Practically Radical has become required reading in executive education programs at Harvard and Stanford. It provides both inspiration and practical frameworks for transformation during uncertainty. What if the greatest danger to your organization isn't taking too many risks, but taking too few? What if playing it safe is actually the riskiest strategy of all? Dean Esserman transformed Providence's police department by integrating diverse voices, federal prosecutors, social workers, religious leaders, and students into command meetings. Pairing officers with social workers and former gang members led to a 30% crime reduction in 5 years, elevating the department's national reputation. Cross-industry innovation has long driven progress. Henry Ford developed the assembly line after studying Chicago slaughterhouses, while Great Ormond Street Hospital reduced errors by adopting Ferrari's Formula One pit crew practices of clear leadership and minimal noise during critical operations. The Institute for Healthcare Improvement revolutionized their field by adopting external quality metrics. Build-A-Bear and Container Store CEOs discovered new perspectives through company swaps, what PepsiCo's Indra Nooyi called lift and shift. Ron Noble modernized Interpol using Google's model, converting wanted notices into a searchable database of stolen travel documents that grew from 3,000 documents in 10 countries to 15 million across 140 countries, making Interpol, for law enforcement, what Google has become in everyday life. In markets where competitors mirror each other, organizations with bold, distinctive viewpoints create meaningful separation. Professor Youngmi Moon's research reveals how idea brands deliberately reject category conventions, maintaining intensely human connections with customers while offering something genuinely unique. These brands are inherently polarizing, embracing contradictions that may not make sense on paper, but make perfect sense to us. They prioritize deep resonance with core audiences over broad appeal. Zappos exemplifies this through legendary customer service, with representatives conducting unlimited-length calls and searching competitors' sites for out-of-stock items, viewing phone interactions as branding opportunities rather than expenses. Umpqua Bank transformed from a 6-branch operation to a regional powerhouse by positioning itself as a lifestyle brand, featuring art exhibitions, coffee bars, and community events. This approach grew their market value from $18 million to $1.5 billion. Roger Bannister's 4-Minute Mile demonstrates how psychological barriers often limit achievement more than physical ones. Once broken, 16 runners matched this feat within 3 years, proving that mental models, not just business models, separate truly innovative organizations from merely good ones. DaVita's evolution from a struggling $1.4 billion dialysis company to a $5.7 billion success with $374 million in net income shows how healthcare can blend heart with profitability. Their strategy focused on being different on purpose. Chief Wisdom Officer Bill Shannon emphasizes, "We are a community first and a company second," a philosophy that guides all operations. The company culture uses powerful symbols, from its employee-chosen name, meaning gives life, to their company song and CEO Kent Thierry's musketeer appearances. These create unifying shared experiences. This emotional approach drives business value. As Tim Sanders notes, as the world becomes more competitive, we compete for people's emotions. It's how they feel about you that matters. London Drugs demonstrates this principle perfectly. The Canadian retailer became essential by offering services from pharmaceuticals to marriage licenses, reaching 80% of British Columbia with a C$400,000 lifetime customer value per shopper. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra has thrived for 35-plus years without a conductor, rotating leadership roles and collective critique among members. While requiring more rehearsal time, this approach produces exceptional performances. Traditional leadership models celebrating lone genius CEOs often isolate them from reliable information. The better approach is humbition, a blend of humility and ambition. IBM veteran Jane Harper notes humbitious leaders attribute success to good fortune, great colleagues, and idea collaboration. IBM demonstrates this through innovation jams, where thousands collaborate. In 2006, CEO Samuel Palmisano engaged 150,000 employees across 104 countries to evaluate promising technologies, investing $100 million in the best ideas. The Abele brothers' search for USS Grunion showcases collective intelligence. After decades of failed institutional efforts, they opened the investigation worldwide, drawing submarine experts, naval specialists, and analysts working mostly pro bono. Three amateur genealogists, the subladies, located relatives of all crew members. The Grunion's wreckage was discovered 3,000 feet underwater the same day they completed their list of 69 families, demonstrating collective intelligence's power over individual efforts. Netflix's $1 million recommendation system prize drew 50,000 participants from 186 countries, evolving into a collaborative ecosystem. The winning team, Belcore's Pragmatic Chaos, formed when three competing teams united their expertise. John Fluvog involves customers in shoe design by letting them name products sold in global boutiques. Threadless demonstrates comprehensive engagement through member-contributed artwork, slogans, photos, and inventory management. Right Solutions Mutual Fund lets employees invest virtual money in colleague-generated ideas. The system has yielded 50 viable concepts with 15 launched products generating 20% of revenue. As co-founder Jim Lavoie notes, offsites are for extroverts, but most of your genius is in introverts. The most successful companies redefine competition through unique ideas rather than out-competing rivals. As Marcel Proust noted, the real act of discovery consists not in finding new lands, but in seeing with new eyes. This mindset of vujade, seeing familiar situations as if for the first time, reveals hidden opportunities. A powerful innovation strategy involves adapting practices that are routine in one industry but revolutionary in another. Looking beyond your field imports disruptive ideas and challenges assumptions. In an age of overcapacity, being pretty good isn't enough. Organizations must be the most of something, most affordable, accessible, elegant, colorful, or transparent. The middle ground leads to obsolescence. Roy Spence asks, if your company went out of business tomorrow, who would miss you and why? Companies become indispensable through distinctive offerings, compelling culture, or meaningful missions. Success demands both superior thinking and deeper caring about customers and values. While innovation expands possibilities, sustained performance requires grassroots enthusiasm. Great leaders are perpetual learners who become teachers. As Gary Hamel asks, are you learning as fast as the world is changing? The world needs organizations willing to challenge assumptions about what's possible.